just like perfect, yeah, yeah, just like perfect, just like perfect, just
welcome to this week's edition of My Pretend Boyfriend. And I'm Amy Foster.
I'm Cheryl Zentner.
And this week, our pretend boyfriend is...
Taylor Kitsch.
Hello. So the way that this is going to work is that we have 10 questions, some from friends, and some of them are from family members. Some of them we just know that you want the answers to, about what it's like to be Taylor's girlfriend. And we're going to answer those for you. And then hopefully next time... you'll have some questions of your own. So yes. Let's just jump right in.
Let's begin.
I'm going to ask you the first question.
All right.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
When you are with Taylor,
mm-hmm.
can you actually listen to him and pay attention to him? Or are you hypnotized by his beautiful British Columbian eyes?
I'm going to first of all say that I'm going to be honest.
Okay.
We don't really talk much.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Okay.
No. But when we do talk,
mm-hmm.
there is a distraction.
Uh-huh.
Or I am distracted. Yes.
From the eye area or
many,
a different area?
Many other areas, but okay. The eyes are very distracting.
Okay. We're not going to get into the other areas.
Continue. Next question, please.
Oh, wow. Okay. Just so the answer is yes and no.
Ever since dating Taylor, I'm very much about let's get things done.
Got it.
Sorry, it's a couple of bracelets he gave me.
Okay.
They're jingling.
Okay. A couple bracelets he gave you. Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead with your question.
Next question. When Taylor drinks a six-pack of Kokanee.
Okay. We need to explain that because Taylor is from...
Canada. Beautiful British Columbia.
Beautiful British Columbia.
Which is where I'm from.
Yes.
Yep.
Yep. Kokanee is the, I think it's like the beer of the province.
It's like a nice middle range beer.
Made in BC.
Yeah.
Yes. So that's what Kokanee is.
Right.
Okay.
It's what regular guys drink.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. I've got it. Again, so when he's drinking.
A six pack of Kokanee.
Right.
And they're cans. He doesn't drink out of bottles.
No.
And throws the empties into the back of his truck bed.
Mm-hmm.
And then you make out.
Mm-hmm.
Do the counts hurt?
Mm-hmm.
Or does it heighten your pleasure?
Oh, okay. And we are definitely making out in the back of his truck.
Obviously.
Okay. Well, that is complicated because mm-hmm. on some level, it is, you know, I do get a little wet. And I don't mean that in
gross.
Okay, I don't mean that in like a TMI information. I mean like the empties are not always completely empty.
Mm.
And so like the beer will spill on like my clothes and get in my hair, which in and of itself is oddly, it's oddly.
Erotic.
Yes, it is oddly erotic, the smell of stale beer, obviously, being that I'm Canadian. But that.
Right. but gross at the same
gross.
Time.
But then I will say that as we're making out and the weight of his body and then my body
mm-hmm.
Pressing down, you know, the cans flat, not that I'm fat because I'm not obviously fat. It's just like anybody's body plus his body weight. Right.
Mm.
There is like a pinching, you know, in the shoulder blade or like mm-hmm. the thigh
mm-hmm.
that can get like a little like 50 shades of Kokanee. That's like a little hot.
Wow.
It's like pain and pleasure.
Or like acupressure.
Acupressure. Right. Right.
So it's
or
medicinal.
Sometimes it's acupuncture because I do sometimes cut myself.
Okay, so it's Eastern medicine.
Right.
Okay,
yeah.
Excellent.
So
next
it's
question.
Like both. It's like both. You're next really question. Wanting to go, okay, all right. You're
Listen,
like,
Taylor's waiting for me.
Okay, I've got it. All right, okay. How does Taylor react when your ex-boyfriend texts you?
I mean, how do you think you're... Let's just say it's not good.
No.
But at the same time, I like it.
Yeah. So he's not he's not cool with the
no.
conscious uncoupling type of thing.
No.
He doesn't do that?
No.
He's not cool with that?
No, he's not cool
down
with that.
With the GP
no.
Chris Martin
no.
vibe?
He's not what you would call like emotionally
stable?
Intelligent during those moments.
Okay.
Just say,
okay.
There's a little bit of oh, it happens. And then he kind of like leaves and suddenly he's like puttering and then he's wiping up things. And then
so he like cleans? I wouldn't imagine him as a cleaner.
It's kind of like he just wants to leave the situation and then busy himself with other things. Because it's like a slow boil. Or is he
like trying to like show you like, I don't care. Like is he like petulant about it?
But it's like a slow burn.
Got it.
And then you're like, why are you wiping up? I just wiped up the thing. And then all of a sudden he's like throwing like the tea towel down.
Tea towels are like violent.
It's like throwing it. So violent. And then he's like, why is Bob texting you?
Bob.
Like you guys broke up. Like, are you guys still broken up? Like that whole kind of thing where like, you know, he's trying not to show that he's insecure, but he's a little bit insecure.
Right.
And then he's like, no guy just wants to be your friend. They want something else from
because
you.
Because he believes that all men want to have sex with you.
Well, obviously. Like, no matter. Well, look at me.
Obviously.
Well, look at me.
But no, everybody wants to have sex with you.
That's right. And then there's.
Including Bob. Especially Bob.
Yeah. And you know, this is just an example, not like it ever really happened, but it's just a really detailed example.
Uh-huh.
You know, sometimes you'll like hold the phone above your head so you can't reach it and you're jumping for it, but he's like reading it.
In the way like another person might be like searching for like a signal for their phone.
He's trying to keep the phone out of my hand. Right. That I can't
and he's
get the
so
phone.
Much taller and bigger
and
than
then
you.
And then he's kind of looking at it.
Right.
And then he'll like throw the phone.
Oh.
Throw it.
Okay.
Throw it. And, yeah. And he's like, what does this mean? How are you?
Right.
You know what
I mean?
I can
see how that sets him off. Like, how are you is pretty.
Yeah.
You know.
And then
it implies a lot.
Any nighttime text, any like text once it's dark.
Right.
Doesn't matter if it's 6 p.m.
Right.
If it's dark, it's immediate questioning about
what's
the intention of this text.
That's good to
know.
And
then I'm like,
so he's like possessive a little bit in a way that you really appreciate and enjoy
really like
that you wouldn't accept from anyone else.
No.
And you would have them arrested, but from him, it's like, okay.
I'm having a bit of a wrong thought, but I'm just going to say it because I feel like I can be honest with you guys and you guys won't judge me. And you're probably all thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
It's a wrong thought. It's completely against the feminist narrative
that
we're trying to obviously have here in this podcast.
My pretend boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In that if he weren't as good looking. I would say this was abusive.
Right.
But since he's good looking, I see it as charming.
Got it.
Okay.
That sounds like such a good message.
I hope that
young girls are listening to this and they'll use that. That's great. Okay.
That's next question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My turn for you.
Yeah.
We're getting deep here.
Yeah.
What does Taylor like for you to wear to dinner?
He's a simple man who enjoys simple pleasures.
Mm-hmm.
And so he likes me to just wear like a football jersey.
Yeah.
Not like an East Dillon Panthers one. Like he doesn't like me to call him Tim Riggins, even though I do all the time. But like, I'm
that's weird.
Whatever. Because
that's weird.
Who can tell the difference really?
Right.
And that's why I'm even like with you. So just stop it and be Tim Riggins.
Okay.
And why are you complaining?
Okay.
Okay. So, and like sometimes he lives in Texas, so it's like a U of T, not University of Toronto, but like University of Texas, like football jersey with no underwear and high heeled shoes.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so where would you wear this outfit?
Right.
That it would be acceptable to be dressed like this near food.
Well, sometimes it's just like a food truck, right?
Or food in his truck?
Sometimes it's food in his truck.
Okay, I'm glad
like
you're honest.
Like Arby's or something, right?
Arby's.
Right, Arby's.
Okay.
But like, you know, sometimes it's like the Olive Garden because, you know, like pasta.
And all the breadsticks you can eat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or bread you can eat.
But he's not a pretentious person, you know? He just wouldn't.
He's down
like
to earth.
He's down to earth and he just is like wear what's comfortable and that, you know, is super comfortable.
And has he ever taken you to the White Spot in this outfit?
Yes. I've been into the White Spot.
And the White Spot for all of our non-Canadian listeners is a casual dining experience, which apparently your father
loves
the White Spot.
It's my father's favorite restaurant.
Right. They
which
have,
is maybe like that's why it's a thing because like my dad's from British Columbia, like Taylor's from British Columbia,
right.
Like they're both like
you're from British.
I am from British. Like they're like simple guys.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
I mean anyone who's watched The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills knows what a simple man my father is.
But we also have to let our listeners know that British Columbia has some of the best looking men.
True.
In the
both
world.
Of our husbands from British Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
Both of our sons born in British Columbia.
Yeah, let's name a few other actors from British Columbia. Taylor Kitsch.
Right. Ryan Reynolds. Yeah, but who else, though?
Corey Monteith, who died. He was an adorable, adorable
guy. You didn't have to say, like, who died. As, like, I think...
Yeah, the late...
Yeah.
The late Corey
like,
Monteith.
Just any guy, random guy walking down the street in Vancouver is better looking than, like, most anybody else that you'll see ever.
Right. So, Taylor...
I'm really irritated with the thing that's going on right now. I'm really sorry if you all can hear, pick up the annoying... leaf blower that someone decides is a good thing to do at 2:44 in the afternoon. Okay. Anyways, all right, next question. What is Taylor's favorite band?
This was a hard one to figure out because obviously we don't talk much.
Mm-hmm. But you do listen to music.
But we do listen to music, and I found a couple of CDs in his truck because, like, you know, he still has that, you know, the CD holder, visor, organizer thing that you put on the visor.
Yeah.
And so I found some Dave Matthews in there. I found some Bob Seger.
Interesting.
And, you know, during moments of romantic.
Intimacy?
Intimacy, sure. Sure. Let's go there.
Okay, all right.
He's a Canadian guy. And once again, something that I really would not find attractive with another guy who wasn't as good looking. But sometimes I've heard, you know, the lilting tones of one Madame Dion.
Yeah. Celine.
Yeah.
Celine Dion.
Yeah. A little bit of the...
Celine Dion.
I Drove All Night.
Oh.
What else is one of her big ones?
Like
there?
My Heart Will Go On? Like he plays that?
No, not that one. It was the one...
Because that's obvious.
What was the tour she did in Vegas?
I don't know. I'm not, unfortunately, as patriotic as Tim Riggins or Taylor, whatever his name is.
Well, let's just say there's a lot of high notes.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Next question is mine. Go ahead.
Okay. What is Taylor's favorite movie?
His favorite movie is Red Dawn, obviously, because he's a guy.
Yeah.
And all men love Red Dawn.
Right.
He also really loves Top Gun, because, like, he feels like that was the movie that happened, like, before Scientology really got its grips in Tom Cruise when he was, like, a true movie star.
Right.
And, like one of the last movie stars.
I feel like every guy wants that jacket that Tom Cruise has in that movie.
Yeah, and the bike, truly. And, like, also to be an airplane rider. What's it called? Airplane pilot.
A fighter pilot.
Fighter, thank you.
Fighter pilot.
An airplane rider pilot fighter.
Yes. I would like to see your boyfriend, Taylor, do a remake of Big Trouble in Little China.
Right.
That's right.
And we've discussed this because I said that I would be Kate Capshaw, and you're like, that's fine. I'll be the Asian one. But you didn't realize that the Asian one was like Round Kick. What's his
name? Short Round. And that's Indiana Jones and Temple of Doom. I'm talking about the other lady with the green eyes in that movie who is half Asian.
All right. Well, then we can both be in it. Perfect.
Amazing.
What does the inside of Taylor's house smell like, Cheryl?
This one, dirty hockey bag,
Vaseline,
and diesel. Don't ask.
So
I don't ask.
It's super erotic.
It lingers. It lingers.
Yes.
It's
okay.
A lingering smell.
All right.
Yeah. And it just would not be
okay.
Him if
great.
It was cleaner, you know?
Okay. Next question.
Next question is for you, Amy. What is, Taylor Kitsch's favorite drink?
Kokanee beer,
obviously.
And like sometimes the Bats if he's feeling like,
gross.
Okay. But like any beer, he doesn't have like a fancy drink, obviously, because that's not who he is as a person. So basically like any bottle that has alcohol in it, that's not wine, he'll drink.
That's hot.
Like, and it doesn't matter what it is.
I enjoy that.
Or like even like he won't even look at the like label.
Like, there is no label even on it.
There might not be one.
Yeah.
It could just be, like,
a jam bunch. Jar.
Yeah, like, it's just, as long as it's not wine.
Excellent.
And it smells like it could kill you, then it would be for him.
So maybe the diesel smell in his house isn't diesel.
Maybe
in
not.
In fact, it's just leaking.
He might have, like, a still jam jar in his house.
Booze. Probably.
Okay. That could be him. I could see him doing that. If Taylor wasn't
next question.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's yours.
Yeah.
If Taylor wasn't an actor, what would Taylor be?
Well, being from beautiful British Columbia and the strong tradition of medicinal greenery, I would say that he would be in the medicinal hydroponics business.
So he would be a pot farmer.
Yeah, in layman's terms.
But, like, hydroponics is just indoors. Like, don't you see him being, like, he would an also outside guy?
I could also see the outside, too. How it kind of works is that in the city, it would be more hydroponics. Like, and if he was on the island, then he would have more land.
Right.
Right.
He has a place on the island?
I did not disclose that.
Oh, okay.
So, on to my next choice. If that didn't work out or if he got busted by the feds, just saying.
Okay. So, he would be like a, he would be like a pot baron. Yeah, like a marijuana baron.
We need to leave this conversation now. Because it's starting to, it could be bad.
Okay. So, it's too close to home?
Okay.
Got it.
Next. Well, I kind of also have a fallback plan for him.
Okay.
Right? Just it's in good case.
That, like, you are, like, you care so much that you're.
It's a partnership.
Right.
So, his next job, if, you know, he decided to actually work, forest fireman.
Forest fireman.
And I don't know if that's the right term for
it. So, like, the guys that go in when there's, like, the big forest fires.
Yes.
And they put out the fires. It's very dangerous.
Yes.
But I also know that it involves, like, a lot of taking your clothes off. Mm-hmm. Because, like, you're covered in, like, grime. Soot and the ash and, like, the forest and like, sap and it's hot. So, like, he would have to, like, take a lot of, like, clothing off and then, like, wash in, like, a clear, like, river
or just the ocean. Or just use his water bottle.
Or that.
And then actually use the shirt to wipe himself.
Got it. That's a nice visual.
Right.
That's a nice visual. Right. Okay, so we're on to our last question, which we ask all for of our pretend boyfriends because we feel like this is a great... general question that is very revealing.
Very telling.
Okay.
And it is, what does Taylor Kitsch get you for your birthday?
Right. So, Taylor, again, is, like, not a materialistic person, which is only acceptable, like, from him, not, like, acceptable for anyone else that I would date, but, like, for him, like, I'm accepting of that.
Once again, the double standard that doesn't fit in with the feminist narrative
we're trying totally.
To push here. Okay, continue.
I think our podcast will definitely get, like, a feminist podcast of the year.
It'll tick.
Check that off the bucket list.
That's right.
So, like, he gathers wildflowers, right? Just wildflowers from around. And then, like, he... But, like, not just, like, gives them to me. Like, puts them in, like, a coconut beer.
So, when you say wildflowers, do you mean, like, dandelions?
Like, dandelions and, like, thistles. Like, okay. Or, like... And then just puts them in, like, a coconut beer can.
Ah.
Because it's fancier that way.
Right. It's rustic.
It's rustic.
It's kind of in keeping with that whole homesteading
vibe.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, I can picture that. He kind of, like, just puts it on the dash.
Like,
the
in front of, like, dinner. Like, you know, just, like, there it is. Like and it's not, like, a big... Like, he doesn't make a big to-do about it. Like, he just, like, puts it down. Like, I did this for you.
Mm.
Right? Which I appreciate.
And the can's a little crushed a little bit.
Well, I mean, he drank out of it. It's not like he's going to pour, like, a fresh coconut out just to use it as a vase. That'd be wasteful.
That would be wasteful.
And then, like, some hemp bracelets.
That sounds special.
As well.
It's amazing.
And then also, you know, the thing about Taylor that I really appreciate is that, like, you know, Taylor will go out of his way to do things for me as long as he's also doing things for
himself. So there has to be a
like,
return on the investment.
Right. Like he, cause that's like equal, right? Mm-hmm. Like that's equality in the relationship.
That is a relationship right there.
And so like he'll go and he'll like source like some local like sheep and like, and get it sheared. Like he'll shear it. He'll shear the shear. He'll shear the sheep himself. And then he'll take it to like the carder and get it spun up and like dyed. And then, you know, I'll make a beanie for him and I might have some left over to make some like a sock for myself.
Okay.
But, you know, it's very thoughtful because he knows how much pleasure I get out of knitting and how much pleasure I get out of knitting things for him.
Wow.
So it's like a, you know, it's a double gift.
I love how you're still keeping a little bit of yourself in this relationship.
Yeah. I don't know.
Because it'd be so easy not to have any time whatsoever to do anything that you wanted to do.
That's true.
Except Taylor.
Right. Yeah. Tim or whatever his name is. Right. That's it.
Excellent.
So that's basically what it's like to be with Tim Riggins or Taylor, whatever his name is.
Right.
Please join us next week and please send your questions in because next week our pretend boyfriend will be Benedict Cumberbatch. That's a very different experience altogether.
Mm-hmm.
So please send your questions in. It was lovely talking to you and we'll talk soon.
Bye.